Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. Welcome. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. Everybody, remember smart hygiene, remember social distancing, and be educated. Everybody, be safe. We've got a great doubleheader today. We've got Gary Rubens. He's the president and CEO of Athlete Intelligence, head impact monitoring and performance tracking technology. We've had their associates on in the past. He'll be joining me. Then Jim Nolan, who's a master trainer. He's the co-owner with Lauren Smith of Thrive Fitness Studio in Rhode Island. They specialize in training people with multiple sclerosis, other neuromuscular conditions. I met Jim at the inauguration of the National Fitness Hall of Fame when I was inducted last year. It's an incredible group, what they're doing. First, I want to let's welcome Gary Rubens. Gary's a serial entrepreneur. He's a philanthropist. Again, he's the president, CEO of that dynamite organization, Athlete Intelligence. Gary, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you for having me on, Bob.
Glad to have you. Gary, give us a little bit of background of you and Athlete Intelligence.
Sure. There's a short story on me. I am a serial entrepreneur. I started an e-commerce company. I ended up selling that back in the end of 2011. And then I started doing angel investing. And one of the topics I was interested in was wearable technology on athletes and how you could use data to affect performance. And so I found Athlete Intelligence that was building a wearable mouth guard to detect head impacts. And so I started investing, and eventually in January of 2019, I took over the CEO position. And so now we're going out to colleges, high schools, and junior leagues and trying to get them to use our head impact monitoring platform.
Yes, Gary, as everybody knows who listens to the Sports Doctor, you know, we've been talking about concussions, so I don't know, 2.5 decades, something like that. Wearable technology is a big deal. Your former president, Jesse Harper, was a numerous guest. He was a supporter of the Sports mm-hmm. Doctor a couple of years ago, which what was biometrics, I think.
Yep. I won biometrics, and then we rebranded. Yep. We rebranded to Athlete Intelligence. Yep.
I think that was a great move. You know, the area again of concussions is such a big deal. The constant attention to awareness. And one of the things that always excited me about the Vector mouthguard technology was the ability with an athlete with a helmet to be able to be monitored on the sidelines with that athletic trainer to say, hey, you know, John, maybe we're getting a little bit too much trauma here. We better pay more attention. We'll pull you out of the game. Or that whole side of things, I think, is such a big deal. And you're very involved with is it high school and college, Gary?
Yeah, it's high school, college, and junior leagues.
Yes. I've been trying to sell you guys to the NFL, you know, since Jesse, you know, numerous years ago. And, you know, again, the importance of all of the youth organizations that the Sports Doctor is very involved with, whether it's iSport 360, whether it's the National Alliance of Youth Sports, whether it's over in England where my radio show plays the following week, working with parents in sports. It's such a big deal as we deal with the dilemma of football and head problems, concussion problems. And the wearable technology is very, very exciting. Is the Vector mouth guard, Is that your specific product? What else does athlete intelligence involve themselves with, Gary?
Yeah, so we've got two basic devices that we call collection devices. There is the Vector Mouth Guard, and then there's the Q Sports Sensor. The Q Sports Sensor goes up in a helmet, and so the player isn't really affected by it at all. It's up in their helmet, and that works in either football, lacrosse, or hockey helmets. And either of those devices, teams use either one or the other, they deliver data to our platform. Our platform determines three basic things we think are important: the location of the impact, the severity of the impact, and the quantity of impacts. The reason those three things are important are for different reasons, but collectively they tell a coach or a trainer a picture of what's happening on the field, and they cannot see everything. So, for example, if you have a football player with impacts continuously, that player is taking impacts on the crown of their head, most athletic trainers or coaches can tell that player is not doing something right in their technique.
Right, make them aware. Make them aware of the situation, the athletic trainers, the coaches, the parents. Make them aware. Everybody listening to the Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. If you want, go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go to radio shows, you can go back almost 10 years. Before that, I think we had reel-to-reels with my radio shows. And you could see who the international, local, national experts in all areas, what the topics are. You can listen to whatever you want. You can go over to newspaper articles and magazines. You can read a lot of the articles I've written for Lower Extremity Review, one of our sponsors on the show. We're very excited about the new magazine launching in 10 days, MVP Parents. It's going to be a big deal in youth sports medicine. We have over 30,000 followers on Twitter. I can't tell you how many guests I get from Twitter, whether they're authors, doctors, trainers, at SportsDoc. DOC Radio. We're talking with the president, CEO of Athlete Intelligence. They're a group I've had on multiple times. We had on one of your head of organizational affairs, I think it was a couple of months ago, Gary, a great show with Andrew Golden. If people want to go back, they can pull that show and listen to it. How's been the response between the coaches, the communities, and the schools, Gary, to your technologies?
Well, so the athletic trainers love it because it's like another set of eyes and ears on the field. They just can't see everything. And so depending on the level of play at college level, the athletic trainers are mainly running the equipment and the safety equipment. And then the coaches are really busy at all levels, right? So at high school level, sometimes they don't have an athletic trainer, so then the coach is our main customer. So when we show them the fact that we're just trying to give them additional data to do their job, they love that because there's some fear out there that we're going to start telling them when they should
pull
a player
point,
and all
Gary.
That stuff, but we just don't do that.
Yes, when you mentioned they can't see everything, of course, that's absolutely the case. But we're talking data here. It's a whole different world. What's the website? What's the website that people could find out about everything you guys are doing?
So the website is Athlete Intelligence, really simple. If you go there, you can learn about what we do for head impact monitoring, and you can schedule a demo, and we can show you the back-end platform and examples of how we use data to help drive decisions.
Yes, the overall effort, you know, in the world of head trauma and concussions in sports has come a long way, baby. There's just no doubt about it. And the ability to not only analyze from the old days where it was, hey, Gary, how many fingers? Okay, go back in the game.
Yeah.
I still can't tell you today, and I've had next week we go to Finland, and we have Adrian Harrell, with his Cortex group, and Catherine Snedeker, the founder of Pink Concussions. It's become a very, very big deal. And you would think, and that's why you could send everybody this show as a commercial, Gary, because we need to educate the youth sports world that this type of technology has to be included routinely in order to somehow get a handle on the awareness of this, because the psychologists I speak to, the physicians I speak to, are very, very concerned. You know, the reality is, I talk about it all the time on the Sports Talk to Gary, there is no safe tackle football, period. And the ability to increase data is very, very important. And the ability to, what other sports besides football? People, are you looking at the helmet technology, for example, of lacrosse?
Yeah, so we do football, lacrosse, and hockey. And so
excellent.
Those three sports are caged helmeted sports. And you can also use our helmet sensor on a headband for girls soccer. But
excellent.
Depending on the level of play, they can or can't have something on their head. So it just depends. But, you know, one school used our data, and in 1 week, by identifying the players with the most crown of head impacts, the next week they reduced crown of head impacts by 29%. So
yes,
just in 1 week, by using data to affect technique, retrain those players, get them back out using proper technique, you take the head out of the game.
Yes, the couple of weeks ago I had the late Super Bowl champion Dave Duerson was a patient. He was a friend mm-hmm. of mine. His brother Michael runs a great concussion education group out of Indiana, again trying to increase education. Can parents, besides athletic trainers in schools, Gary, can parents, if they want to use your technology for their player, is that available?
At this point, we're only a team-based app. We're just not prepared to deal with every single individual consumer, and we're not even prepared to package the data in such a way that we don't have mom running out on the field when her child takes an impact, because I just think a lot of parents are not educated enough on how to consume
oh, yeah.
the data.
Well, there's no one near enough athletic trainers.
Right. So right now we're just focused on trainers and coaches, because they know what to do with the information that we give them, and it just allows them to do the job that they're already trained to do.
Yes, I believe, again, the expansion of in the area of youth sports, which is such a huge business, it's such a big deal, the $20 billion a year business, and sports safety. It's one of the reasons I co-authored the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, was because of the concerns about doing the only two things everybody cares about, Gary. Number one, can we prevent injuries and stay out of trouble, whatever the sport is, whatever the level is? And number two, where it applies, how can we enhance performance? Step it to quicker, you know, besides me telling you to put orthotics in your shoes or your skates, you know, that's just a little pearl from the sports doctor, for you guys. So the youth sports and the adolescents, the traveling teams, junior high school, I would think that athletic trainers and coaches really would be spreading the word. You know, I used to talk about that with your associate, Jesse Harper. Just the mouthpiece itself, helping to put the jaw in proper alignment, is a big deal, let alone the ability to send information and data. Have you had good feedback regarding the comfort and the use, for instance, of the mouth guard?
Yeah, so we use a material on our mouth guard that's called Vistamax, and it is what most dentists use for a night guard. So it's very
yes.
comfortable. It is something that you would boil and bite just like any other mouth guard. However, the fit is sort of it's a really tight fit to your upper teeth. So we've had very good response to that. We've been in market since 2015. With
yes,
that same,
I was very happy to
product.
Hear that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
very
so
happy
everybody
to
loves
hear that. Because I'm always making the analogy with my dental friends between the biomechanics and alignment of the foot-ankle, a la orthotics, and a mm-hmm. particular mouthpiece or mandibular device that's supposed to balance and stabilize your jaw, which is very important in the world of concussions and performance. So combining that plus data, to me, I think is a very, very important aspect. How expensive, before we run out of time, how expensive is it for a school system like per player in general, Gary?
Sure. Sure. So depending on which device you're using, the helmet sensor or the mouth guard, the helmet sensor averages $99 per player per year. And the mouth guard's about $199 per player per year. We include the sensors on a, basically we're leasing you the sensor. We charge a subscription-based subscription to our platform per player per year. So,
and the coach or the athletic trainer, Gary, the coach or the athletic trainer reads the data. That's not athlete intelligence's responsibility. It's the coach or the athletic trainer who reads the data, interprets it.
Right. So there's on-field data, like from the mouth guard, you get real-time alerts if a player takes an impact above a threshold. Real-time, you would have an alert on your phone or your watch that says, player 42 just took a 65G hit to the right side of the head. So that just alerts the trainer they might want to take a look at that player, do their normal assessment. Then there's post-game analytics reports that get automatically sent to your inbox.
I can't imagine, Gary. You know, I can't imagine, Gary, any serious program. I mean, this is so, the athlete probably spends more on their football spikes than they do on something like this. I predict eventually that this is going to be a routine. You better get ready. This is going to be a routine addition that has an awful lot to do. If we're going to continue contact sports, and I've been putting orthotics in hockey players, going back to the Blackhawks, their skates, not only my figure skaters, for three, 4 decades. So this is a big deal. We're about out of time, Gary. Give me the website again for all the information for Athlete Intelligence.
Sure. The website is just athleteintelligence.com, and you can also follow us on Twitter at AI Sport Platform. And but everything you need to know is on the website. You can schedule a demo.
Thanks so much, Gary. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much,
Gary Rubin, CEO and President. Hold on, Gary. We'll be right back with the Sports Doctors Inn. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of 2 daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into 4 sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's Inn, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together 8 different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about 6 parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, everybody. We're back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. And we're zipping from Seattle to Rhode Island. We're talking to Jim Nolan. Jim is a expert personal trainer for a couple of decades. He specializes in the treatment, exercise, help in the world of multiple sclerosis and neuromuscular conditions. He's the co-owner with Lauren Smith of Thrive Fitness Studio. I met Jim at the induction ceremony with my co-inductee, David Lyons, and this whole world of MS and exercise, Jim Nolan. Hey, man, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thanks, Dr. Bob. Good to be here, buddy.
Hey, give me some background, Jim, a quickie on you and this great work you guys are doing.
Well, I was diagnosed about 13 years ago, and I was about 300 pounds. So I just basically turned to what I knew, which was fitness and exercise. Nutrition, just to lose the weight, to get back on my feet. The left side of my body was immobile. So I just used what I knew, realized that I could still work out to an extent, and got back up on my feet. Within 12 months, dropped 117 pounds, was mobile again, and just learned that even with MS, you can challenge yourself and get stronger through it.
I think, again, that's one of the revolutionary points that you and your colleagues really came across to me about, Jim, was the idea of that exercise training really could make a difference in these conditions where people are neuromuscularly challenged, including putting orthotics in their shoes, by the way. That's my pearl for you for the day from the sports doctor. And adding exercise as a really feature ingredient. I mean, I met you. You look like a bodybuilder. You and your friends. I didn't realize then you lost 117 pounds, which is pretty incredible. And the so tell us about your association with David Lyons, who was inducted with me in the National Fitness Hall of Fame.
Right. Well, Dave and I, we worked together for a few years through the MS Fitness Challenge. I was the director of fitness for a little while. Since I started our new venture with Thrive Fitness Studios, I unfortunately had to step away from my role with David, just simply because I just don't have the time. His charity is doing fantastic. He's doing great things.
Yes.
I think he's doing great things for the MS community. And I just had to really focus on our local MS community, which, you know, while we can train anyone at Thrive Studios, our focus is training people with MS, cerebral palsy, other neuromuscular conditions.
Fantastic. How's the medical community embraced what you're doing? How's that association going?
Well, it's interesting. We actually have a local hospital who they have 40 plus physicians. They're looking to partner with us. We're in discussion right now. We do have local physical therapists, and we do have local doctors that love what we're doing. They're sending people to us. We're working with them. You know, Lauren and myself, she's here as well. We believe in, you know, not just having a personal trainer, a nutritionist, a physical therapist, have a wellness team. You know, have people that specialize in different areas of wellness. To help you, especially if you have MS or similar conditions.
Yeah, you sound like, the parts and parcels of the sports doctor over the decades, Jim, has been exactly that, a team of expertise around the world, an endless array of topics, whether it's high performance or whether it's grandma preventing falling, or whether it's dealing with the disability community. And the fact that physical therapy, I think, which always has paid attention, I think now is paying a lot more attention as they've seen the tremendous success you guys have had. You know, on the Sports Doctor, we talk a lot, Jim, about not only the physical aspects of everything, but what I call the mental game. the mental game from A to Z, whether you're the best athlete in the world or you're trying to come back from an injury, whether you're trying to stick to a nutritional program or whether you're battling something.
Right.
You know, when you were faced with this 13, 14 years ago that probably came out of left field, this is a tremendous mental challenge, isn't it?
It was huge. I really thought that I was going through depression. I seeked out help with a counselor, and you know, we discovered that what I was experiencing, which is very common with those of us that are newly diagnosed, that I was grieving. I was grieving my former life, my former abilities, my you know, physical abilities.
And, what you know, type of work were you in before, Jim?
Well, I've always done personal training.
You've always done the personal training. That's right. For like 20 years. So you, that had to be a great marriage. What's the website
The website is thrivestudios.org.
Thrivestudios.org. Is that T-H-R-I-V-E?
thrivestudio.org.
What are some of the different challenges, Jim, as a therapist, a personal trainer with all your experience, you and Lauren, and I understand Lauren also is dealing with MS herself and with her background in Barre and physical training. What are some of the specific challenges right off the bat that you look at when you're dealing with somebody with neuromuscular disorders? Where do you start?
Well, you know, and I'll let Lauren speak to this as well, but we really look at the person. The first thing we look at is mobility and balance. And with Lauren's dance background and with her, her bar instruction background, you know, that's what she brings. She brings this huge, you know, knowledge base of movement of the body throughout balance and coordination.
Some of the best athletes I've seen over the years are dancers. You know, some of the best athletes I've seen are dancers, and they pay big attention to strengthening the foot and ankle, lower leg, you know, which is such a big deal, again, in the world of balance.
Right.
Even when we're talking about what type of shoe are your clients wearing? That aspect.
Right.
You talked about a team, so you get into the physical, the nutritional side of things with your clients or patients?
We do. We, you know, a lot of our clients do use, you know, different equipment for their feet, you know, different, you know, shoe support, foot support. It really depends on the client, on the situation. I have clients that will, you know, their walk around foot supports are different than their training foot supports. So I might need more mobility that day. Versus more stability in the joint. It's constant. You know, we do work with physical therapists as well. We try to be involved as much as possible. The big thing for us, especially with physical therapists, is it's important that the physical therapists that our clients working with understand that we're not your regular meat and potatoes trainer. You know, that we're a little more in depth with our knowledge base. We're a little more hands-on. What we do is completely customized to the individual in that moment. And I can't stress that enough. It's hard to train somebody with MS if you don't have MS because there's a certain depth of understanding. And part of that is that moment to moment, it changes. The client changes. Their abilities change. That's the nature of MS.
I think there are very subtle clues, very subtle movement patterns that we sort of know to look for, that's just helpful because we have the experience with it. So, you know, little shakes, little spasms, you know, that we experience every day. Having that experience, we can tune into what to look for when we're working with a client.
Right. It basically, it just distills down to the difference of understanding a voluntary muscle movement versus an involuntary muscle movement.
Well, you got to be an educator, right, Lauren? And you know, you've got to be an educator.
And
people who are dealing with whatever the medical. I used to find years and years ago when I put orthotics in the shoes of a CP young boy or girl, the difference was dramatic. and it really, the biomechanics was less paid attention to than the medical condition. And I've seen the same thing in the world of MS, where there's such attention to the medical condition that the biomechanics of the lower extremity, again, balance, movement, stability, is so important. Do you work with some of your clients or patients who might be dealing with wheelchairs, canes,
yes,
sports?
Often. We have folks that we've worked with, you know, I'll have them bring in your walker, bring in your cane, use it. I use it for certain exercises, actually. There's walker squats, there's cane lunges, there's all these different things we've come up with to help people navigate what their abilities are in the moment. And then challenge those abilities, you know. I mean, we can challenge somebody regardless of what their physical abilities are. You know, we've successfully trained people out of wheelchairs into walkers and canes.
I mean, that's such a big deal.
Exactly.
You know, when I met you guys at the National Fitness Hall of Fame, you and a couple of your associates, again, you all look like athletes. Which I was so impressive, you know, with the fact of how you've been able to, you know, physically yourself is a tremendous example. Got to be for that person coming in who's dealing with a neuromuscular challenge. And, you know, I'm sure Lauren looks as good or better than you do.
Oh, she looks so much better. She looks fantastic. And what's funny is the way Lauren and I met is she started off as a client. And she came to me newly diagnosed. We used exercise and nutrition to get her to her goals at the time.
When I was first diagnosed, almost 3 years ago now, I literally could not walk up the stairs in my home. And I have two young children. So I went into my local gym and happened to find Jim Nolan. And within, I'd say, about 6 to 8 months, mm-hmm. I had gone on vacation and literally climbed a mountain in New Hampshire. And
wow.
It was just the difference in the exercises. You know, I'd always been athletic, but it was the attention to balance work and mobility work that made such a huge difference in increasing my abilities at a much more efficient rate.
Yes. You know what you guys got to take a look at? It's called the Sand Dune Stepper. The Sand Dune Stepper is a piece of equipment that simulates walking, standing, exercising on the beach, on the sand, really working those feet. If you go to Instagram, you'll take a look. This is it came from that world, Parkinson's,
right,
and some other worlds, and eluded into the best athletes in the world. But the ability to get the toes and the intrinsic muscles. There I go with another discussion from the sports doctor, you know, with you guys.
Your
background, Lauren, as a dancer,
I
would feel has been invaluable, all sorts of motion and stability working with your people.
Absolutely. Yep. I pay a lot of attention to strengthening and stretches for the feet and the toes and the ankles, things that, you know, people when they think of, you know, weightlifting and working out, don't necessarily pay attention to those, but are extremely important for anybody that needs the balance.
All right, hold on. We're going to be right back, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website. GlobalSchoolWear.com. GlobalSchoolWear.com. Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. We're talking with Jim Nolan, Lauren Smith. They're co-owners of the Thrive Fitness Studios, where they specialize in MS, which is a condition both of them have really conquered in so many ways, as well as other neuromuscular conditions, which is a very, very important, big-time, whole exercise-oriented situation that we were talking about. What type of dancing were you involved in, Lauren?
I grew up doing your typical ballet, tap jazz, and then I went on to college and continued with ballet and modern dance. And I, you know, I taught lessons for years. And then I came out of that, and I went into, you know, actually counseling and ended up with a counseling degree as well. And so it's interesting because I feel like all of that past experience is really what helps, because I have the dance background to have a different view of my clients looking at posture and alignment. And again, we talked about working with balance. And then having the counseling background is really, really helpful because...
The mental game is such a big deal. Yes.
Yeah.
The mental
absolutely.
Game is such a big deal. You know, dealing with people's emotions and the challenges. Yep. What type of age groups do you deal with? Because neuromuscular conditions can be everywhere. What do you guys deal with age-wise with your clientele?
So our clientele right now has quite the range from 12 years old to 97. And
that's quite a range.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, and there's so many variables that go into each client. And one of the things that I've always said to Lauren and we agree on is our biggest source of education has been from our clients. We learn as much from our clients as we educate. Because everyone brings something different to the table, the way they move, the challenges they have. And it's up to us to find an exercise that fits the client. I mean, we also say, you know, one of our things that we say is, you know, we bring the challenge to your strength.
Right.
So, you know, we have a 97-year-old. We've been training her for 2 years now. And since she was a very young 95. And, you know, she continues to get stronger. She stands up taller. She's stronger when she uses her walker. She's lifting heavier weights. You know, but again, these are appropriate exercises for her abilities.
Talking about your counseling and the mental game, even using the term you're training these people compared to treating them already says a lot in something that you would think that these clients and or patients really, really would benefit from is the fact, again, you know, that somebody who's dealing with a condition could be training, I think is a big deal.
Of course.
Yeah.
You know, what we tell people is we train for life. Everything that we do is for life. It's for daily activity. It's so moms and dads can get down on the ground and play with their kids. It's so, you know, people over the age of 65 can walk, you know, more often and with more mobility.
Right. And we don't like to look as if we're just treating, you know, a diagnosis.
Right.
You know, we like the term training because I feel like it refers to more of the person as a whole.
With an ongoing approach as
right,
well.
Right, exactly. Yep.
I think it's a great psychological approach, the fact that there's training instead of treating somebody for something that's wrong,
right.
instead of saying training. I would think with some of these conditions, again, when you're catching them early, with people or kids who might be active that you might be absolutely including and dealing in some ways with getting somebody back on the field or on the court in some way, shape, or form.
Correct. I mean, you know, the two things that you do have direct control over are your physical fitness and your nutrition. Those are the two things that you can control within the realm of your abilities. And, you know, and again, just taking a quick back step, you know, when you talk about treatment has an end date. Training does not. Training is ongoing, constant progression, constant growth, constant strength, constant challenges. And that's what we just stress. I mean,
yes.
You know, if you're newly diagnosed, get into an appropriate training program.
Yes. And one of the keys, again, here's another sports doctor key for you guys. When I'm singing the song, the foot bones connected to the ankle bones, connected right. to the knee bone, when done properly, orthotics are magic for every person you see
yes.
when you're dealing with balance and stability. And usually, again, it's left out because either the feet themselves don't hurt or there's over-attention. And you guys, yes. being right in the middle between the sometimes the medical side and the return to life side, are some of the educators that I continue to push to pay big attention. The same medical condition with someone who's flat-footed with collapsed arches is a yep. different physical challenge than the right. same person with bow legs and high arches. So that's sometimes the type of information I share with people who are in your world because it's such an important one, especially when you're dealing with, balance and stability, because I guess fall prevention has to be such a big deal with you guys, right, Lauren?
Massive.
Absolutely. Yes. That is probably one of the number one
yeah.
issues that we deal with, that people come in and say, you know, is happening, and that's what they need help with.
Right. I mean, imagine that. You have someone coming to see you, and their first goal isn't to get bigger biceps or a six-pack or to lose weight. Their goal is to not fall.
Right.
Or to be able to get up on their own. And
yes.
and these are very standard. I would definitely say that's probably our number one goal. I mean,
and you know what's amazing, mm-hmm. you guys, is the same exercises, I'm really generalizing, that would
right.
be done for these kinds of neuromuscular challenges are the same exercises we use with the best figure skaters in the world. When we're talking balance, stability,
yes.
structural
yeah.
integrity, that's
very
one of the great ironies in the world of training. My longtime famous colleague, Bob Guida, one of our members in the National Fitness Hall of Fame, lifetime
yes.
achievement award winner, would call it instability training.
Yes.
Create instability and challenge the body. And of course, it's times 10 when we're dealing with the kinds of challenges that that you guys, but you might be doing the same foot ankle exercises with the best athlete on the left and his grandmother who's fighting MS on the right.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. It's very
yep.
similar. We actually have a methodology we've created where we safely basically tie our clients to a device and very politely shove them to have them push back and to work the appropriate muscles and the stabilizers and things like that. So yes, instability training is massive in fall prevention.
And how is the insurance world with what you do? I know physical therapy covered.
Right.
How about, I would imagine the disability PT covered as well, right?
Unfortunately, no.
Still,
it's
fighting.
We are still trying to figure out how we can possibly
right.
fight that and incorporate
yes.
it into insurance.
Well, I'll tell you
so
what,
far.
You guys. I give me the website real quick again for the Thrive.
ThriveStudio.org.
ThriveStudios.org. Jim
yes,
Nolan.
ThriveStudio.org.
Lauren Smith. Thanks so
yes.
much for joining me. Hold on, you guys. We'll be right back, everybody, with Sports Doc. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness is a unique physical fitness experience whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs or seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy, Right Fit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. Right Fit has two Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness, right-fit.com. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, and welcome to the Sports Doctors In segment, where we preview some upcoming guests and topics. We answer some emails. We've got some great guests coming up. As always, next week, we're really going to get involved in the world of concussion awareness. Adrian Harrell, PhD, will be involved. He's coming to us from Finland, and his science regarding the world of concussions. And then returning, I'm excited, is Catherine Snedeker. Catherine founded Pink Concussions, which is the whole world of concussions on the female side of things. The following week, Dr. Steve Otten, we're going to talk stem cells in lots of different ways. And then the science of sleep and recovery, that whole world with Martha Lewis. So some great shows coming up. I'm going to let you know quickly, there's going to be a whole online presence that I'm going to be involved with called Hey Sports Parents, the Sports Doctors In. I'll keep you aware of when this is going to launch, and we're excited. Last week we had Rich Dubin, the publisher of Lower Extremity Review, and the new magazine coming out next week, in addition, MVP Parent. Keep your young athlete in the game. Exciting stuff going on amongst the chaos. Let's answer some emails. Connie says, that was a while ago, I heard you on Radio MD, NYU Medicine. Why is plantar fasciitis such a problem? You know, Connie, plantar fasciitis, or inflammation of the arch, inflammation where the arch attaches to the heel, is the most common thing I see in active people. And that's why it's such a big deal. And the idea that it could be persistent, it could be ongoing, is a big-time problem. The great news is, with proper support, optimally orthotics, physical therapy, 9 out of 10 cases we can treat conservatively, maybe 9.5 out of 10 cases. So you want to see podiatry. That's the expertise. Find out what your foot mechanics is all about. Find out about the type of shoe you should be in. There's lots of choices and the kinds of exercises that might be involved. Condition sometimes, depending on your age, after 40, 45, we might be dealing with a calcaneal heel spur, which is the bone's reaction to the kind of traction and pulling of that arch. Pay attention. Stephanie says, my daughter's a 16-year-old volleyball player. She'll probably play in college. She's played almost every day for 5 years. On and off, she's had jumper's knee. They've talked about orthotics. You know, Stephanie, pay big attention. Half the girls I've seen over the decades, whether they're basketball players, whether they're tennis players, whether they're skaters, half the girls I've seen, women, are knee problems. I'm a foot specialist. I'm a sports podiatrist. The foot has a direct effect on the knees. Females with wider hips, slightly different angle called the Q angle at the knee, more susceptible hormonal changes, more flexibility, more susceptible to knee concerns, and orthotics can be of dramatic help. Jumper's knee is associated with, again, jumping, landing, constant stress to the kneecap, the patella tendon. And it's a generic term. It's not a medical diagnosis. So So what you want is you want your daughter to see sports podiatry, sports physical therapy. I don't care if her feet don't hurt. With that kind of history, orthotics will really help. Over-the-counter inserts are not really the direction to go, not if she's a serious player. Although, if you pick up some Superfeet, some Dr. Scholl's, it's a good start if you want to see, what can I do tomorrow? If she was in my office now, we'd be sending you out for some type of over-the-counter insert. We might be taping her foot or arch. But in the long run, it's very good news is that orthotics are a big weapon with everything else you've been doing, strengthening, physical therapy, anti-inflammatory medicine. And tell your daughter, by the way, they'll put an inch out of vertical leap. That's exciting. Gosh, you talk volleyball, I go back. Men's and women's Olympic teams since the late 70s with Bob Guida. Phil says, what is Jones' fracture of the foot? Jones' fracture is a fracture of the base of the fifth metatarsal. If you run your hand along the outside of the foot, that bump in the middle of the foot is the base of the fifth metatarsal. It's not the world's most properly nourished area. So when that bone is broken, it could be a hassle. Sometimes it's a surgical problem. This patient was talking about years ago, Kevin Durant suffered that particular injury. And sometimes it could be treated conservatively. If it doesn't heal, often there's a screw put in. It's a surgical problem. And when that area is constantly a problem, even without the fracture, we want to pay big attention to proper shoe orthotics because we want to stop some of that torque twisting that might be involved in that injury in that area. Angie said, my son is 15 years old. He's played on traveling teams for years. He's been diagnosed in the last year or two with what's called sesamoiditis. Angie, the two bones under the big toe, ball of the foot, are movable bones called sesamoids. And they are susceptible to trauma, running, jumping activity. Sometimes one of those sesamoid bones can be inflamed, so-called sesamoiditis, like you mentioned. Other times we have a sesamoid that develops in two pieces. We call it a bipartite sesamoid. Sometimes it's an old fracture in that area. And this can be a big deal. You want to really pay a big attention. The good news is, in most cases, a proper orthotic will accommodate for that area and stay out of trouble. If it's something that's been acute again, you got to back off. We need some intelligent rest. But when you talk about it's been on and off a couple of seasons, then we start saying we've got to get into an orthotic that will redistribute weight, will reduce not only the stress to the sesamoid itself, but to reduce some of the shearing force that often is an aggravator to this particular area. So you definitely want to get a diagnosis on that. Remember the term I just mentioned, bipartite, which means that the sesamoid has been in two pieces, sometimes from development, other times from microtrauma that might not have been something that showed up as symptoms. So you want to be able to pay attention. Let's see if we have time here. Tom says, what was it such a big deal? I'll tell you why hashtag Hey Sports Parents was such a big deal, Tom. There's an epidemic of youth sports overuse injuries, both physical and mental. It's a big business, lots of stress, lots of problems, and that's why we paid such attention to the topic, why I feature youth sports all the time. But we're about out of time. I want to thank everybody. Stay safe. Smart hygiene, be educated. See you next week.